This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The White House dismissed a Friday meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin, in which the leaders unveiled a strategic alliance geared against the United States. Xi and Putin, both of whom have been criticized by the United States for their foreign and domestic policies, issued a joint statement underscoring their displeasure with what they called interference in the internal affairs of other countries. The joint statement proclaimed a new China-Russia strategic friendship that, in their words, quote, has no limits and no, quote, forbidden areas of cooperation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Friday, what we have control over is our own relationships and the protection of our own values, and also looking for ways to work with countries, even where we disagree. In the meeting, she endorsed Putin's demands to end NATO expansion and get security guarantees from the West. Meanwhile, Moscow voiced its support for Beijing's stance that Taiwan is an inalienable part of China. In a surprising burst of hiring, America's employers added 467,000 jobs in January. It was a sign of the economy's resilience, even in the face of a wave of Omicron infections last month. The government's report also drastically increased its estimate of job gains for November and December by a combined 709,000. Unemployment rose slightly from 3.9% to 4%, mainly because more people began looking for work, and not all of them found jobs right away. The strong hiring gain for January shows how eager many employers are to hire, even as the pandemic continues. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is directly rebutting former President Donald Trump's false claims that Pence somehow could have overturned the results of the 2020 presidential election. Pence said Friday in a speech to the Conservative Federalist Society in Florida that the former president is simply wrong when he says Pence had the right to unilaterally overturn the election. Pence is responding to Trump's intensifying efforts this week to advance the false narrative that he could have done something to prevent Joe Biden from taking office. While Pence has previously defended his actions on January 6th, the remarks Friday mark his most forceful rebuttal of Trump to date. Ottawa police in Canada voted on Friday to crack down on an increasingly dangerous protest by hundreds of truckers who have shut down the center of the Canadian capital for 8 days to demand an end to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The well-organized blockade, which police say has relied partly on funding from sympathizers in the United States, is unprecedented by Canadian standards. The city police chief said hundreds more truckers plan to enter the city this weekend. Protesters in the downtown core, in his words, remain highly organized, well-funded, extremely committed to resisting all attempts to end the demonstration safely, he said. Some of the protesters want an end to federal COVID-19 vaccine mandates for cross-border truckers. Others have called for Liberal Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to be deposed on the grounds he exceeded his authority by imposing pandemic restrictions. GoFundMe took down the Freedom Convoy's donation page on Friday, saying it was in violation of the terms of its service. The website said it had evidence from law enforcement that what it called the previously peaceful demonstration had become, quote, an occupation, with police reports of violence and other illegal activity. Peruvian President Pedro Castillo said Friday he will reshuffle his cabinet, which he named just 3 days ago, after his pick for prime minister was widely condemned over allegations that he beat his daughter and his late wife. Castillo, who is in his third cabinet after just 6 months in office, did not say if Prime Minister Hector Valera would be leaving or what other specific ministerial changes he would make. And U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Australia next week for ministerial meetings to advance cooperation on issues including maritime security and cybersecurity. It's a dialogue involving Australia, India, Japan, and the United States. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.